So, Sheila, can I ask you, you've lived in our village how many years?
All my life.
So roughly how many years?
85 years. 85 years.
And obviously this time of year things are getting a little bit cold. Mm. How do you keep warm?
I keep warm because I have my central heating on. I put extra clothes on.
Mm-hmm. So what tips
would you... And I have good meals.
Good.
I always feed myself well.
And what tips would you give anybody who's in sort of your age category, who's, you know, at the moment, to keep themselves healthy?
To keep healthy, warm, and eat proper meals. Mm-hmm. That's the main thing. You've got to eat properly. A lot of people don't eat properly, you know. Lillian used to live on... You know what she lived on?
Mm-hmm. It's why I used to take
Kellogg's
a lot of food
corn
over.
Cornflakes she lived on. She lived on Kellogg's cornflakes. But they don't. I mean, I live on chilies and spaghetti bolognese and stews and goodness knows what.
And so do you have people that pop in on you to take care of you?
Yes, I do. I have people that... I have carers come in. Mm-hmm. Carers.
And you have neighbours as well who pop in on you?
Yes, I do. I do.
To make sure that you're all okay.
And I've got a cleaner in Margaret.
Mm-hmm. She does pop in and look after you, doesn't she? She's lovely.
She does. She's always very caring.
So if I'm doing this thing on my blog, which is a website, and I'm trying to encourage people to make some soup or some hot food or something and pop in to see their neighbours and see if they're okay.
Yeah, I think that's what they should do. That's what they don't do, people. I don't think they do, because you hear of people being left in a bungalow or somewhere, you know, and there's nobody going in to see them at all. Now, whether it's the fault of the people or not, I don't know. It could be. Could be the fault of the people living there, because Pat, you know, wouldn't have anybody going in.
I'll pop in on Pat in a bit.
She wouldn't have anybody.
I'll still pop in on her, I know.
Lillian used to go to Pat and she didn't answer the door.
No, I know, but I think that's probably different reasons. So,
is it?
So Sheila, tell me. So, when you're living and you're not able to get out and about quite as much as you did when you were young, it's quite important to have a little bit of